friends. Thanks for checking out this Friday Facebook mailbag. My name's Drew Doherty with my pal, Nick Scherfield. We're answering your questions on Facebook, and we start with Ozzy Manzanares. He says, what's up, Nick and Drew? I have two questions. When will the schedule be released, and when will tickets for the draft party be available? Well, Ozzy, those are both good questions, and the preseason schedule was released yesterday. We found out some of the Texans' opponents for that first month of the season. We'll play the Cowboys, we'll play the Saints, we'll play the Miami Dolphins. So going to be a fun first month, and then as far as draft party tickets, those are coming out very, very soon. So keep watching HoustonTexans.com for more details.
Yeah, the actual schedule, the regular season schedule, will probably be released mid-April. Last year was around that time. It usually is. The NFL never says exactly when it's going to happen, but it'll be in mid-April sometime, more than likely, and it'll be in prime time as it has been for the last several years when the announcement comes out. We'll have that here on HoustonTexans.com. Preseason schedule, yeah, came out yesterday. Saints in the third game of the preseason at Reliance Stadium. That's the return of Sean Payton this year. Drew Brees is still there. Going to be a high-powered offensive attack for the Texans defense to really get a good look in their big tune-up, their final tune-up before the regular season begins. And draft party, always a fun time when those tickets are available. You'll know it on HoustonTexans.com.
No doubt. Carissa Orsak has this. Is Brian Cushing fully healthy now? Because I miss his playing. Yeah, everybody missed Brian Cushing last year. Us, the team, the fans. He's not fully healthy yet. He's on the comeback trail, but he should be fully healthy for game one of the season.
Yeah, he should be. He's probably not going to participate in OTAs, which start on May 20th with a practice here at the Methodist Training Center. And these are non-contact. No pads are being worn in these practices, but they're really kind of a warm-up, a chance for the guys to all get on the field together, new teammates to play. Cushing, Gary Kubiak said at the NFL owners' meetings in Phoenix a couple weeks ago, not going to do anything this offseason probably. So he could be ready for training camp. I think that's a hope for the Texans and for Cushing, but they're going to bring him about the right way with the expectation he will be ready for the start of the regular season.
Marcus J. Luck has this one. How is Tim Jamison recovering from his Achilles injury? He was definitely missed, especially in third down situations. Marcus, as always, has a great question. He sends in lots of good ones. And Tim kind of got forgotten because he signed the extension right after the first game last year, right before the first game, and then he was injured very early on. But he was a guy that a lot of people were looking forward to. As far as the Achilles injury goes, he's another guy we see around quite a bit. He's, you know, rehabbing. He should be ready to go that first week of the regular season as well, probably.
Jamison, a guy who has really worked hard to get to where he is from the practice squad, from being undrafted to now. And so certainly a lot of fans of him in the locker room, guys like Arian Foster, big fans of Tim Jamison. Hopefully he can come back and be productive as he was, because his career was definitely on the upswing, and he was doing some nice things before he was hurt.
No doubt. All right, this one's from Phil Romsky. Nick, Drew, he's got those in all caps. Which of our core players will the Texans try and extend contracts to prior to next offseason? Guy we talked about earlier, I would imagine Brian Cushing is probably a likely target. You could probably throw in Kareem Jackson and J.J. Watt the mix into that mix as well. Those are just guesses. We don't, you know, we're privy to all that information. But if you're looking at the tea leaves and key players whose contracts will soon come up, those guys are near the top of the list.
Prior to next offseason, meaning before this season starts, I guess, would be most likely would be Brian Cushing.
Right.
Antonio Smith has been mentioned in media reports as a guy who the Texans might try and extend his contract. He's in his 30s. He's a team captain. He's played outstanding
the last
few years.
Fantastic year last year.
I think the most underrated player in the Texans, probably. But, you know, he's a little bit older of a player, but they could extend him to kind of free up some salary cap money. Perhaps he's a guy they obviously don't want to see go anywhere else anytime soon. But Brian Cushing, probably the most likely, but it's kind of a tricky situation with him coming off that knee injury. Maybe he wants to play through and get to next offseason before he gets a deal. Maybe the Texans want to see him back, but they know that he's a core of this team and he's going to be a key part of this team for a long time. J.J. Watt will be coming up. He's still got a few more years left, three more years left on his rookie deal, but I would think that next offseason he's going to be a guy the Texans look long and hard at possibly getting a new contract and locking up long term.
All right, Jonathan Jordan has this. Why isn't Kareem considered to be a better fit at strong safety? He would fit the strong safety mold, in my opinion, and he loves to hit. Well, it's a really simple answer because Kareem is a very good cornerback. He's a, I would say, Pro Bowl caliber cornerback. Had a really good 2012, looking to do better things in 2013.
Yeah, if he repeats what he did last season, I think he's got a very strong case to be in the Pro Bowl this year. If he gets better, which he has exponentially over the last few seasons, I think you'll definitely see him in the Pro Bowl.
Daniel Hershey has this. Nick and Drew, will the Texans uniforms change on the road, such as white helmets on road and blue helmets at home? Or do you see it the same as it is now? I see it the same as it is now, man. This isn't college where you switch helmets and you have like Oregon or Texas Tech this year or whoever, a different helmet each game. I mean, it's the same helmet the whole way through. Texans don't have a throwback uniform that they can go to like the Patriots can or some of the Rams, you know, other NFL teams that have been around longer. So I don't see any uniform changes helmet-wise coming this season.
No, and if there were going to be changes, they'd have to be put in well in advance. And we'd probably,
2 years, I think.
I think it is, or at least a year ahead,
right.
And we'd know about them by now. And there aren't going to be any changes like that with a white helmet. You mentioned the Texans not having a throwback. They can't go back to their original uniforms and have it be a change because they're still in their original uniforms.
Yep.
It's only a 10-11-year-old franchise now. So maybe one day we could see them, you know, wearing a white helmet in some type of throwback game. But it's a very complicated process. When
and
you
you'll
that.
Know 2 years
and
in
there
advance.
There are a lot of hurdles, and you'll know well in advance when it does.
No doubt. All right, this last one, I'm going to butcher this name, Nick, but it comes from Mads Kjærgaard Petersen. He says, hey, Nick and Drew.
Sounded like you butchered that on purpose.
Are fans outside the U.S. ever going to meet our Texans heroes without traveling to Houston? Mads, judging by your question, you're coming from somewhere in Scandinavia or Denmark or something like that. Don't see any outreach trips going there anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But the Texans will head to San Antonio very soon, the Valley very soon, Austin, Beaumont, you can look there. But outside the U.S., hate to be the bearer of bad news, not any time in the next year or so.
Yeah, and maybe the NFL starts to encourage that in years to come and organizes, you know, outreach trips to Europe and things like that. I know the NFL is very cognizant of growing the game internationally, but you're not going to see anything from the Texans organized anytime soon. They did go to Mexico City, I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe it was longer than that. But they had some cheerleaders go down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they went to Mexico. I could be wrong.
I think he's talking about the team.
But the team itself, you're probably not going to see it. You may get lucky and just see some guys on their travels if you follow them on Twitter. I'm not encouraging stalking or tracking guys down. But, you know, there were several Texans players who were in Europe this offseason. You know, Ireland.
Spain,
Germany, things like that. And J.J. Watt did visit U.S. military bases on the NFL USO Tour. There's someone from the Texans that pretty much does that every year. If you're in the military, you very well may see someone. If you're in the Middle East, Gary Kubiak did it couple years ago. Was it last year? J.J. Watt did it. You know, a bunch of guys have done it. So that might be the way you'll see him. But otherwise, probably not going to be any organized outreach trips, unfortunately. But thank you very much for your support. And we really appreciate hearing from you all the way from wherever you are overseas. I'm not going to guess and make myself look like Drew did a minute ago by butchering both the countries and names and other words. So, but thank you very much for your question and comment. We really enjoy hearing from you.
If you're in Scandinavia, you know, that's Sweden, Finland, Norway, or Denmark, I'd love to come visit those places. I've never been. So it's I guess I've had a list of places to visit. Certainly on the list.
I hope it's none of those places and you just look even worse than you have because you're really kind of bumbling through this, Drew. But
I don't think I am. I don't think I am. But
fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair. It is very fair. And we're going to end this Friday Facebook mailbag. We thank you so much. Send in more questions next week. We can't wait to hear from you.